Well, I have been inspired primarily by Bala and a couple of other friends who have since joined our organization as well in helping improve the wellness within our organization, essentially in helping people improve. So I started this journey when I visited Mount Abu a couple of, actually 4 years ago, I was a part of a similar retreat, and I thought that this might be very helpful for our people in different geographies to also experience and learn from and improve their personal life as well as improve their relationships within and outside of the organization. So, if I were to ask you all as to how did you find the last session with Sister Radhika? Okay. So do we feel that, if we can probably raise the hands, do we feel that we can apply some of these principles into our work, and would it help improve our work? Absolutely. So there is this concept of work and life balance that I don't quite agree with. So I'll explain my theory on this. So there are balances which are which is of sky and ground, black and white, true and false. There could be balance between opposites. But how can we have balance between work and life when we are going to spend maybe around 8, 9 hours, 10 hours at work on an everyday basis, and there are maybe 18 wake hours that we have every day, out of which we are spending 10 hours at work, and we are not calling that as life, but we are calling the balance portion of that as life. So I have a revised terminology for it, which is the work and family balance. And I also feel that there is this concept of people saying that you should not carry your family to work and you should not carry work to your family, but you are the same individual. You don't have a partition here in the brain which kind of, if you have a fight at home or if you have a boss who has really scolded you badly at work, it's going to impact your family and it's going to impact your work as well if you have a bad family day. So if you can improve as a part of your learnings from some of these teachings that I feel should be a part of our educational curriculum, but unfortunately with the advent of Mughals and then with the Britishers, our education system evolved, and from a skills-based learning, which was the right way of learning, we kind of moved away into a learning which is very academic-oriented. And you might be a great and a top computer science engineer and a phenomenally sharp civil engineer and a great mechanical engineer, but if you don't know how to resolve disputes and how to resolve conflicts and manage relationships, it's not going to help you succeed in life and at family. And that's the family and work both need to succeed in order for you to succeed in life. And that's why we thought that it would be great for our people to learn a lot from some of these institutes. There are quite a few such institutes which would enhance our EQ as well as the SQ. It can greatly impact the happiness at work, and that's why we keep bringing people over, and different people have seen a lot of transformations in their personal life. We have seen quite a few people get rid of their addictions, and has been very, very helpful. So thank you.